Hayden, what a difference a year makes. How different does it feel at this point now, going into your second professional season, than last year?
Look, it's just night and day, really. I came in last year really having only watched football from a spectator's perspective, and coming in and trying to learn the nuances, obviously, on offense, also being able to learn the terminology on what we're talking about when we're looking at things on defense. Really, like, it was just information overload at times, and it took a lot of effort, really, just to try and break it up and slowly learn things as we progressed.
What was the toughest part of the transition for you? Because I know, especially later in the year, you played some games, you made your first career catch, but guys were telling me that you were making spectacular catches at practice all the time.
Oh, look, you know, I think obviously I developed throughout the year and started to get more comfortable with just the game of football, really. It's really hard to appreciate just how intricate the game is, especially at this level. But football in general is an incredibly intricate and detailed game. And so that's definitely a process that you have to get used to, and it's something that isn't necessarily prevalent in rugby.
Family and friends back home, when they're asking you about professional football, what do you tell them?
Pretty much just that there's a lot more going on than you realize. I think for them, looking in, as many foreigners do, they're like, oh, it's so stop and start and doesn't seem to be going. But I said, well, as soon as you get an appreciation for what's actually happening, you know, there really is a lot more going on there, and it's a lot more fast-paced and dynamic than you actually see on the surface.
You mentioned the terminology before. You're learning a new language again this year, though.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, luckily, a lot of the things in football are quite common, you know, some of the different schemes and everything like that. So the good thing about being second year is that I no longer have to learn all those big schematic things. I can relate some things to things I've learned last year. But once again, obviously, a new offense, and the whole process of learning it is really a lot easier the second time around.
A lot of people are asking about the Jets' tight end position, because Dustin Keller signed with the Miami Dolphins in free agency, and there are some veterans remaining, including yourself, of course, Jeff Cumberland, Conrad Rulon. What can you say about the group you have here?
I think we've got a good group. It's certainly a group who comes in every day and tries to improve, and I think that we've steadily been able to do that. Our focus is really on just getting a little bit better every day, not repeating mistakes, and really just growing as a group. And I think we've certainly been able to do that, and hopefully we'll be able to prove just how far we've come during the course of the year.
Do you view that as an opportunity, though, when you see DK leave? Because he was a part of this group for a while, you know, and I know you came here last year, but you know, on the outside looking in, there's going to be opportunities for you guys.
Look, I think there's always opportunities to play, and you just got to put your best foot forward and make the most of those opportunities. So it's not so much in looking at the big picture and going, oh, yeah, I can do something here. It's really, like I said, that same process of trying to get a little bit better every day, not get too far ahead of yourself. You know, take care of what you're doing, and then the end result should take care of itself.
Tiffany writes in on Twitter. She wants to know, Hayden, who are you trying to model your game after?
Look, there's some great tight ends in the game out there right now, and I wouldn't say that there was one particular tight end who I was trying to model myself on. I watch film on a number of tight ends. You know, Jason Witten is obviously a tremendous player, very good fundamentally with his techniques, everything like that. You know, I mean, the guys around, watched Dustin a lot last year, was great in the, you know, particularly in the passing game with his techniques and the way he set up defenders. And so really, I mean, just trying to be a sponge. And whenever I'm watching film on any other games, or you're watching Eagles tape from the last couple of years, you know, you're really just trying to take in the little nuances that each player is doing in their positions. So no one in particular, but you know, just trying to get everything from everyone.
What jumps out at you when you talk about Marty's West Coast system as far as the tight end position is concerned?
You know, I think there's certainly big opportunities there to have an influence on the game. It's certainly a scheme that puts an emphasis on tight end plays, and you know, if you do it right, you can have a big impact in the game.
I'm going to take another Twitter question. This comes in from Hans. Hayden, how do you feel about yourself as a player now compared to last year?
Yeah, well, look, like I said, I mean, second time around is a lot of the stress and the thinking, a lot has been lifted. So it allows you to kind of be out there and focus on the execution of what you're trying to do, rather than wondering, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? So it really is a very nice feeling to be out there second time around as opposed to last year.
You played hoops at Metropolitan State, and I believe you came over here in 2002, but how did that all come about?
Yeah, I came over in, it was actually late 2003. I was playing basketball in Australia, but basketball was my first sport, and grew up playing as a junior in Australia, kind of through their junior ranks, and then got the opportunity to come over and play college basketball. Spent my 4 years here, graduated in finance, and actually started playing rugby while I was here in the United States, and kind of got fast-tracked and put on the national team quite quickly, and then was spotted from the national team again very quickly, and went and signed a contract in the Premiership in England with Saracens. And during my time at Saracens, was fortunate enough to win the Premiership and play in the Heineken Cup, which is the highest level of rugby there is in Europe. And, you know, really get to travel the world, you know, playing the sport as well. So I was very, very fortunate, you know, had a really great time doing it. But there was always something in the back of my head that I'd always wanted to give football a go. And it was a burning feeling that I just felt like the window of opportunity for me to be able to do that was slowly closing. So after the World Cup in 2011, I decided to kind of pull the trigger on it and ended up here.
But when did that burning feeling inside start to come about? Was it back in Australia, or was it when you came over here and you were playing hoops in college?
Yeah, I'd always been fascinated with the game in Australia, although back then there wasn't that much exposure to it. I'd seen little bits and pieces on TV, but it was really when I came over here to play college basketball that I was more exposed to football and, you know, became a bigger fan and had a higher level of interest in it.
What do you want to get accomplished personally here in OTAs before you get to summer camp?
Well, I think, again, having a new offense, you need to become comfortable, again, with our terminology and the system that we have in place. So throughout the OTAs and going into camp, you know, I just want to be comfortable in the roles that I'm expected to be able to play and get a little bit more of a feel for, you know, for the defenses and different things that we're going to come up against. So, again, really, it's the same process that I've been on, and that is just to get better, you know, and become more comfortable playing the position.
What did you do with the ball from that first career reception?
I don't actually have the ball.
You don't?
No, I don't. No, look, it was obviously a high point of last year. It was fantastic to be able to get out there and get the catch. So I certainly have very fond memories, but don't have the ball from it.
You got to take care of your own business. But what do you think about this quarterback competition? There are four guys in the mix right now.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's certainly competition there, and, you know, everyone's got their head down and working very hard. So, like I said, yeah, I I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but I'll be doing my very best to try and be a good target for whoever's out there throwing the ball.
The New York Jets are much more than a football team comprised of players and coaches. Yes, their number one goal is to win on the field, but there are so many individuals that make this organization special. Would you like to be one of those individuals? Then become a part of our multimedia team. Apply now at monster.com/jets